What kind of prep should we be doing at 86 days in?
I've started. It's funny you say that because I had the cold sweats this morning thinking about June in Manchester.
You know, it's never too early to start pulling stuff out, setting it aside, making your pile in the corner.
Welcome back to the What Podcast. This could be one of the shortest episodes we've ever done. But
every time you say that, it ends up being an hour plus.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Mm-hmm. Every time we lead with that, it ends up being one of the longest that we ever have. I'm Barry. That's Rust. How are you doing? You're not in the bus? You're not camping this weekend?
Nope, just in the basement, just like you.
So. It's a gorgeous weekend here. It's mid-March. It's spring break, which is so strange. My kids are on their way to Florida to stay with my daughter. They're not Florida, St. Simon's Island. I keep thinking of it as Florida.
I mean, that's basically Florida.
Yeah. But typically, you know, spring break in the Catholic community is after Easter, but for some reason it's this week. So,
yeah.
Whatever. Doesn't mean anything to anybody but them, right?
Yeah, and speaking of traveling, you notice Brian Stone is not with us today.
Nice segue.
Yeah, where did he go? He got on a plane yesterday and flew out to Washington State, correct?
Yep.
Is that what he's going? Well, since he's not here, we can talk about him. So, did you happen to see the tweet that he made the other day?
Which one?
He has got a local podcast, Stone on Air. And, you know, he put out an episode last week, and this is what he wrote to promote it. He said, to the 20 fucking people who will see this post, here's a podcast you won't listen to. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Guy has a way with words, doesn't he?
He's a poet. He's a wordsmith.
I know it. Yeah, he really knows how to promote and get people excited about content.
And that episode was about a local issue, and he ended it with basically, fuck you, go to hell, which, you know, how to influence, you know, how to make friends and influence people. That's our guy.
He's winning people over. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's our guy. Yeah. And prior to that, I don't know if you listened, but after, you know, last week.
I started it.
Last week's episode with us, which went, what, an hour and a half? We had Caleb, which was great.
Hour and 20 minutes. Yeah.
Well, he went and did another 2 hours and something with a local podcaster, Clint Powell, which he spent a lot of time talking about how much he hates podcasting and what a waste of time it is. So, God love him.
Yeah. Maybe it's time for a break. I'm glad he's getting some time off.
Why do we keep him around?
I don't know.
I really don't either.
But anyways, if you looked at the calendar, we are in mid-March, and it's 86 days to Bonnaroo. If you're listening on Wednesday, when this comes out, 86 days, hard to believe. What kind of prep should we be doing at 86 days in, can you think of?
That's a great question. That's what I was going to ask you. It's about time to start going through stuff for
That's
me.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Kind of pull the piles out, so to speak. Make sure the pillows are clean, the sheets are clean, the tent doesn't have holes in it, it's all in place. Mm-hmm. Maybe even start thinking about what I'm going to take new this year. Last year, you brought a fan, a water-cooled fan. The year before, I brought a battery-powered fan. Game changers, correct?
I agree.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I'll be bringing the fan again. Mine is a battery-powered fan like yours, but it's also has a misting option. You set it on top of a 5-gallon bucket, and it draws in water and just gives a nice, gentle mist. And
unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've started, it's funny you say that, because I had the cold sweats this morning thinking about June in Manchester and thinking about how hot it actually is and
it's time to start thinking about it. Yeah. And if you're like me and you just moved, you might not have any idea where your stuff is. Mine's, you know, all in the garage somewhere. I still got to go through and organize. So, you know, it's never too early to start pulling stuff out, setting it aside, making your pile in the corner.
You know, one of the things, and I give Charla, from The Real Rubus a lot of the credit for this. We've gathered tips over the years, everything from freezing the water bottles and using that as your ice cooler, making sure you have, you know, medicines, and making sure you're, if you have to bring medicines, this is a Brian Stone, make sure they're in the actual containers, you know, don't put
their prescription. Yes, they need to be in the bottle.
They will throw them
or
away.
Even just over the counter, you know, just needs to be so that they can tell what you're bringing in.
Yeah, they are not going to play. They're not going to talk to you about it. They're not going to have a conversation. They're going to throw it away. So make sure it's properly labeled. But to Sharla, and I love this tip, start now buying, you know, the non-perishables. Start now buying whatever so that you're not hit all at once, you know, in late May or early June with a big, big bill, you know,
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially stuff that's non-perishables. Like you said, it's not going to spoil, you know, every week when you go to the grocery store, just pick up an extra, you know, thing of.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
Toilet
and,
paper.
Just put that
paper towels.
Yeah.
Plates, the little things. And also, if you're going with a group, now is the time to start talking. Now is the time to mention that too.
What are you bringing, Russ?
Fired up.
Yeah, exactly. Start coordinating, start planning. And you don't want to wait till the last minute and then figure out, oh, I thought he was bringing this or that. And
Yeah, there's no point in both of us bringing a mister if you're going to bring one.
And hopefully I get to use it. You know, we never got to use it last year because, you know, it was canceled. But I definitely think it'll come in handy.
All those kinds of things. What are the others that games, you know, we've always talked about don't bring a swimming pool, though some people do. Some people bring charcoal and a grill. I wouldn't. It's so hot.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
You know, meals kind of. Food things, you can do that later, but the other stuff you can start piling up and just put it all in a place where you can see it. Because if you're like me, you're gonna be nervous and you're gonna be like, did I buy that already? Yes. Now I can see it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing, right? That and coordinating. That what you just said is, I thought you got it, and oh hey, I forgot. You know, we've all heard the stories of I brought the tent, but you were supposed to bring the tent poles, and you forgot, and now basically we don't have a tent, you know, or a hammer, or, you know, whatever. So now's a good time. It's quick. It's sooner than you think.
It is, and you want to be prepared, of course, but don't stress out too much, because if you do forget something, and you probably will, we always forget something, your neighbors will provide. It usually works out to where everybody has what they need.
And along those lines, start thinking about what it is you want to bring from your location that you can share with your neighbors.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I mean, have we ever brought moon pies? I don't think anybody's ever brought moon pies.
I don't think so.
Would that be, that'd be gross, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that. Sitting in the hot sun, or I'll go get all gooey. And
obviously, I'm mentioning moon pies because they started here in Chattanooga.
It's a Chattanooga institution, yeah.
But I wouldn't bring those for people. No, that's disgusting.
Only if you didn't like them.
Exactly. A gooey moon pie.
It's a good point though, because you meet a lot of people from all over the place, and you know it's good to have a little hometown representation. Just something to share, just as a memento or something.
Yeah, like Caleb last week, the trinkets, the doodads, the I Spy stuff. You know, start doing those now. Think about what you're going to bring and share. That's become a huge
thing. He was great, wasn't he?
He was so much fun.
Watching that episode again. Yeah, he was a lot of fun.
I just think he represents so well everything about the festival and what it means, all of that. So, a lot of fun.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
All right, we had a little bit of news this week. We don't dive too much into the politics of stuff typically, but obviously the big talk in our universe this week is Live Nation and the lawsuit. Man, first, are you surprised? Are you at all surprised by the word that came
out? Not really, given the political climate we are in. I'll just go through, you know, what happened if you're not up on the news. The Department of Justice, remember, this started in 2024. And I think, if I remember right, kind of what kicked it off was Taylor Swift's new tour. You know, tickets went on sale through Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster crashed. People couldn't get tickets. And that's what really, you know, we've always known that this Live Nation Ticketmaster conglomerate is a huge monopoly, that there's really no room for competition. If you want to sell tickets, you have to go through Ticketmaster. And when that didn't work, then you realize, okay, well, we really have no alternative. So I think that, I don't know if that's exactly what did it, but that kind of the timeline accelerated right there. The Department of Justice on the federal government's sued and really was seeking to break up Live Nation and Ticketmaster.
Right.
That case had been, you know, in the works for a couple years, and it really just started. The trial was beginning, and then out of nowhere, they announced this settlement. So, not too surprised, but also kind of disappointed because, you know, we were hoping for more.
Yeah, well, the cynic is the reason it became news because it crashed the entire universe and people couldn't get tickets. But it was basically when political people and their kids couldn't get tickets, then they got involved. My kid couldn't get tickets to see Tay Tay, and so now we're gonna look into it.
That's the cynical part of it.
The reality is we've all kind of known that they're double dipping, triple dipping, you know, we're paying.
100%, no doubt.
Yeah. And
the details on this settlement. So Live Nation is going to pay about, if every state joins, which they probably not, which we'll get to that, but they're going to pay around $280 million in fees. NEVA pointed out, National Independent Venue Association pointed out, that's about equivalent to 4 days of their revenue from 2025.
That sounds like a Tuesday.
That's like, you know, me getting in trouble and then being told I have to pay, you know, a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Yeah, you got
slap
me.
On the pee.
Yeah, exactly. So they are going to sell off about 13 amphitheaters that they own, because that's part of it, is they own the venues. They own, you know, the artists, and they own the ticket system. So, but 13 amphitheaters across the country is really a drop in the bucket for them.
Yeah.
They are supposed to allow up to 50% of ticket sales to go through other platforms besides Ticketmaster, so they have to open up a little bit. We'll see how that goes. And then service fees have to be capped at 15%.
Here's where it gets weird. C3 is part of Live Nation. C3 is I think I have this right. I can never figure it all out. They're the organization. C3 Presents is the organization that runs Bonnaroo. We are friends with several of those people that work for them. Tuba, Corey, Brad Parker, when he was there, they are all part of C3. You can remember when we brought up Live Nation / Ticketmaster / C3, and Brad Parker was very quick to say, you know, they've been nothing but great to work with.
Right.
And I think you and I have pointed out, especially after last year with the cancellation, we would not have Bonnaroo 2026 if it were not for Live Nation and C3. and the money that they have.
I agree.
The ability that,
that's
to put
not, in. Yeah, and that's not defending Live Nation or correct. Anything. It's just pointing out the truth. A lot of festivals we've seen have dried up and folded. And
locally, our own municipal theaters, the Tivoli and Memorial Auditorium, and even the smaller venues, a lot of the acts that are booked are because of Live Nation, C3, AC Entertainment, which is also part of. So it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a multi-headed animal that brings a lot of bonuses, a lot of pluses. But yeah, this ticketing thing is, especially after the news came out with two guys talking about what was the, we're
yeah,
stealing
so,
blind or.
This was a, USA Today reported this. So some of the documents have been unsealed from the lawsuit and the trial. And one of them was a Slack conversation between two Live Nation employees. This is in 2022. They were talking back and forth, calling the customers so stupid, and they were talking about robbing them blind on things like VIP parking. It was in reference directly to a Kid Rock concert. So, you know, you can't really blame them, I guess, but, you know, it's still not a good look. It's not a good look. You know, when you're
no
defending it,
it's not. And if Brian were here, because I've heard him say this many, many times, he probably buys more live. He probably buys more tickets than you and I do, or I do
yeah,
anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, if you don't want to buy it, don't buy it type of thing. It's capitalism. So I get that, but also
sure.
the just robbing people blind is not right, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can say if you don't like it, don't buy it. Then I agree. But, in a lot of cases, if there's a band you want to see and it's through Live Nation, you don't have any other option. If you're dead set on seeing that band. We are also lucky that we do have a local independent venue that you can support. We have the Caverns right here,
yeah.
An hour down the road from us. You know, that's independent. It's owned. All the money spent there stays in Grundy County, Tennessee. So, you know, if you really don't want to support Live Nation, there are options and, you know, some pretty good ones.
What do you think's going to happen?
Well, you know, for Bonnaroo, I don't think much is going to change in the short term. You know, we should also point out Live Nation, well, Ticketmaster doesn't sell Bonnaroo tickets, but they go through Frontgate. But Frontgate is also owned by Live Nation. Everywhere you turn, it's Live Nation.
All the tentacles, yeah.
Yeah, and there's, even though this was a settlement from the federal government, a lot of states, including Tennessee, are moving forward with lawsuits of their own for state charges. And Tennessee is one of those. The Attorney General, Jonathan Scarametti, I think is his name, he has said he's going to continue the fight and the state will not be satisfied until Live Nation's relationship with Ticketmaster is deeply altered.
Which is no small thing because, you know, you think Tennessee, oh, out there, you know, but Nashville is part of
well,
Tennessee.
Well, that was my, yeah, a big thing. Tennessee is kind of a music capital.
You've
got Nashville, you've got Memphis, you know, there's lots of bluegrass. There's music all over the state, so.
It's a big deal.
I think they do have a little muscle. Yeah, it is a big deal. Also, remember Tennessee, a couple of years ago, passed a ticket transparency act that forces online sellers to disclose all fees up front. So when you go online and buy a ticket, you know, they have to show you all the fees right then and there instead of hitting them up with you after checkout. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if these states can get together and kind of pull another lawsuit since the federal government has failed to do anything meaningful.
Right. So that's the big news. We'll see where it goes. I mean, it feels squirrely. It is squirrely. We know it. That's why I ask it, are you surprised? None of this should be news to anybody. We've all known this was happening. It's just kind of one of those, what are you going to do about it? You know?
Right. So. Yeah, and, you know, like I said, I don't think it's going to change anything for Bonnaroo, at least in the immediate future. But, you know, it's something to keep on the radar since all this is ties back to Live Nation. So,
long and short of it, we're big fans, C3. We're big fans, Corey. We're big fans of all you guys. But and, stop, you know, get your hands out of my pocket.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, from what I can tell, yes, Live Nation owns C3, but they more or less keep them kind of just to run like they've always run, you know.
That's what they've told us, and I have no reason to doubt it. Do what you're doing. So. Yeah. And we'll support you. And thankfully.
So, thankfully, C3 exists on a, you know, they're in a column on a ledger somewhere that just happens to be in Live Nation's pocket. But they more or less just say, you know, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. And it's, you know, C3 has been a very successful company. So
I've had a lot of fun still doing the look through my vinyl collection. Per your homework challenge, I had another sort of thought because I was going through my albums. Do you remember the first record you actually bought, either a single or an album?
Well, I'm not as old as you, so I really didn't start out with records. But I do remember, I think, the first cassette tape that I bought, and that was Weird Al in 3D. I think I brought that last year because Weird Al's playing Shaky Knees, and it's relevant again since he's playing Bonnaroo. I think, you know, but that was probably the first album that I bought. And then CDs kind of came out, and I got into those. I don't really remember the first CD I got, but so I really didn't start with records like you would have. But later on, I started to acquire, you know, records, of course, as almost kind of a novelty at first. It didn't, you know, like Brian said, we didn't even have record players. We just thought it's cool. I can buy an album and it's, but it was neat because you're used to on a CD, you know, they shrink down the artwork and the liner notes.
Right.
Can't really, but you know, when you get a record, it's got a beautiful giant gatefold, you know, a lot of times full color pages and just beautiful artwork and photos.
The first 45 that I bought, I was probably 9 or 10 years old, was the Bee Gees Jive Talkin' with Nights on Broadway on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And the first full length was Elton John's Greatest Hits. And I bought it at the Eckerd's drugstore. Yeah, not even a record shop. I mentioned that because I found it the other day. I just randomly pulled it out. So anyway, that's a lot of fun. That's been a fun exercise, just trying to go back through and listen and think.
Yeah. And speaking of records, Record Store Day is coming up here next month.
Next month.
That's a month away. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're going to plan a special episode. All right, well, let's not belabor this. If you don't have any other news, that's pretty much what I have. Brian, like we said, is literally across the country with Beth. Mm-hmm. Hi, Beth. She is kind of a development. I don't know if I mentioned to you. She's, you know, trying to get into a couple of other festivals as a photographer on our behalf, which I think is a great idea. So we will literally be nationwide. So I hope that works out. So I think that's cool.
Yeah. Well, hopefully hear from Brian again next week. And other than that, this is just kind of a weekly check-in for you and I.
Yep. All right.
start getting prepped for Bonnaroo. Get your stuff out. Get your group chats going. And so.
Absolutely. What'd you say? 86 days, something like that?
86 days if you listen on Wednesday. And, it just counts down from there.
So start, make your list, start going to the store, start getting stuff together. Do it now. $10 here, $10 there. So it's not all of a sudden a whole lot of money all at once.
Otherwise, you go to the store and you get a whole shopping cart full of stuff. And then, you know, it's hundreds of dollars that you spent. So a little bit here and a little bit there, and you can just keep it in the cabinet.
The Walmart, the dollar aisle with the shampoos and the soaps and the deodorants and the monkey butt.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Not just food, all kinds of toiletries and stuff like that.
Get
toothpaste.
That stuff right now. It'll keep. Yeah. And then you'll have it. So, all right. Good stuff. See you guys next week.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.